From NPR News, this is special coverage of the military situation in Libya. I'm Guy Raz. The United States and its allies at this hour are engaged in Libya.
Today, I authorize the armed forces of the United States to begin a limited military action in Libya in support of an international effort to protect Libyan civilians. That action has now begun.
That's President Obama speaking this afternoon in Brazil. In Libya, French warplanes took the lead today, launching attacks against the forces of Muammar Gaddafi. The strikes were intended to stop Gaddafi's march against rebels in the eastern part of the country near the city of Benghazi. Then came cruise missiles, launched by American and British forces. More than 100 of those missiles rained down, targeting Libyan air defenses. European, American, and Arab leaders met in Paris earlier today to discuss how to coordinate an intervention. Meanwhile, Gaddafi sent troops backed by tanks into the country's second-largest city. The rebel stronghold of Benghazi will start today with NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, who is in the studio with me. Tom, what do we know about the military campaign at this point?
Well, as you say, it started with the French taking on Libyan troops around Benghazi, the last rebel stronghold in the east, and it was followed on quickly by cruise missiles being fired by warships, British and U.S. warships in the Mediterranean. 110 cruise missiles each have a 1,000-pound warhead, taking out the radar sites, the missile sites of Muammar Gaddafi, so they can implement that no-fly zone. They want to be able to fly safely through Libya without being targeted by these missiles.
Tom, how could Muammar Gaddafi respond to this? I mean, this is a pretty pretty big campaign now, more than 25 countries involved, and it presumably will get bigger over the coming days. How could he respond to these attacks?
Well, one way he could respond is terrorism. I mean, clearly he's been linked to terrorism in the past. The last time the U.S. took part in a military operation was in 1986, when there was Libyan complicity in the LaBelle discotheque bombing in Berlin, which killed two U.S. soldiers and injured many others. And 2 years later, we had the Lockerbie bombing, which Libyan agents took part in. More than nearly 200 people were killed in that bombing over Scotland. So there's concern particularly about terrorism. Also, he has a good amount of mustard agent, a mustard gas that he could use either against rebels or against civilians. Western hostages, he could play that card as well. So there are a lot of concerns here about what he could do now that he's cornered.
Tom, the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, was not too keen on imposing a fly zone. Of course, you remember just a few weeks ago at a congressional hearing, he said, let me be clear. This is a military intervention. It seemed like he was also staking out his position here.
Absolutely. He talked about loose talk of a no-fly zone. He thought that people really didn't realize what this meant. He said it meant going to war and, again, taking out those radars and missile sites that we're seeing right now. But the question is, will this be enough? If you start that no-fly zone, and the UN resolution said no-fly zone plus all measures to go after Libyan forces, will this be just the beginning? You know, if Gaddafi isn't overthrown, you could chop the country in half. You could have Benghazi on one side with the rebels, Tripoli with Gaddafi on the other, and then there's going to be a question of what do you do now? Do you arm the rebels? Do you send ground troops in? U.S. has said no ground troops, but again, this could go on for a long time.
That's NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, who's following the latest on this story. We'll be hearing from Tom in the coming hours. Tom, thanks.
You're welcome.